a dope day.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You know my girl now. You know my girl just called me up and she woke me from my sleep. I heard the things she said. You know she hurt my feelings deep. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog? Why?
'Cause I need a friend now.
Babe, you need all the friends you can get, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna buy me a dog. My girl, no love, no how.
Don't ruin my song. It's the only song
really,
I have.
Where's
the verse? She used to bring me my newspaper.
You don't even know where it's at.
She knew where it was at. She used to keep me so contented. But I can teach a doctor to do that. I'm gonna buy me a dog.
You can teach a dog to do that. You can only train elephants.
'Cause I need a friend now.
I need a friend now.
I'm gonna buy me a dog.
A dog here over Fido Spot.
My girl, no love, no how.
1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hike!
I was late on that one. I just got back from Africa, you know. I was playing cards with the natives.
Oh, Zulus?
No, I usually won.
I wish I had a glass of water.
Why, are you thirsty?
No, I want to see if my neck leaks. I'd buy a raccoon, but John already has one.
35
well,
bucks.
Come here. Okay. I'm going to buy me a dog.
Dog.
A dog.
Yeah.
'Cause I need a friend now.
Yeah, yeah.
Boop, boop, shabop, bop, ram-a-lam. I'm gonna buy me a dog. What, my girl don't love me no how. How?
Now,
brown cow. I think I'm gonna buy me a dog, yes sir. I'm gonna buy me a dog. If I was looking for a word to describe what I'm gonna buy, I think dog would be the word. It would be dog. That would come springing from my lips. Dog. Boing, boing, boing. It would be springing from my...
Can you turn it up, please?
Well, today's theme shouldn't be too hard to guess. That is the Monkees from their 1966 debut LP, The Monkees. I'm going to buy me a dog. I don't know if that's a voice and heart, but it's certainly a silly song about dogs. And you have tuned in to this music hour here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we are ready to do another themed hour with your host, myself, John Rasso, here on the very first of October 2018. And where else do you start a song and a show about dogs than with probably the most famous rock and roll song about dogs? Elvis?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Okay, Rufus Thomas there with the classic Walking the Dog. Before that, the one and only Cramps doing Can Your Pussy Do the Dog from their A Date with Elvis LP, a classic. And starting us off, the one, the only, the king, Elvis Presley doing Hound Dog on this music hour of songs about dogs. Well, we're going to move on from sort of that 50s rockabilly vibe to more of a 70s rock thing. And here's a classic that fortunately a lot of people know because Guns N' Roses covered it, but can't beat the original. A true cowbell classic. This is Hair of the Dog by Nazareth.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you do a dog show without a little Iggy and the Stooges and I Want to Be Your Dog? Maybe the greatest dog song? I don't know. There's a lot of good dog songs. Before that, of course, Led Zeppelin with the live version from The Song Remains the Same. I played that because it's like a solid minute shorter than the Led Zeppelin 4 version. You know, and you got to be, when you're doing an hour, you got to think about that. So, got that in there just to hear something a little different to your ears than the tired, worn out copy of Led Zeppelin 4 you might have. Certainly if you're my age. And before the Led Zeppelin boys, you had AC/DC from Dog Eat Dog from the Let There Be Rock LP. I think there's their first US LP, second or third maybe Australian LP. But it's a good one. I'm a Powerage guy myself. The one that came after that. And starting us off, Nazareth with Hair of the Dog from the album of the same name. What time do we have? What's the clock say? It says it's 5:29 already. We have done a half hour of dogs. Well, we're going to get more. And here, it's amazing how you can rattle them off. Here's one you've probably been thinking about. Woof.
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, kind of dog, funky dog.
Dog in me. Wow, 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 yippee-yo. 30-foot leash. My little friend, Keesh. Keesh LaPoodle is her name. And having a good time on a crummy day is our game. Keesh. Keesh Lorraine.
B-52s singing about Keesh Lorraine, the poodle, from their second LP, Wild Planet, back in 1970. No, actually, might have come out in 80, actually. Before that, that instrumental called Was Dog a Donut was, in fact, Cat Stevens from his 1977 LP, It's Zitzo, which was his 10th LP and the second to last before he changed his name. Or actually went to retirement and came back later as Yusuf. Everybody was pretty, pretty new wave by 77 there. That I never would have guessed that was Cat Steven, except for I remembered it being in a lot of TV commercials, it seemed. They got some sync action in the 80s. And starting us off, George Clinton from his computer game LP, Atomic Dog. Of course, that one, along with many a George Clinton song, has been sampled. Actually turns into almost an entire career of Snoop Dogg, at least early on. Okay, well, where do we go from there? Well, how about this one from David Bowie? This is-
When I was a child, running in the night, I was afraid of what might be. Hiding in the dark and hiding on the streets for man of what was following me.
This is one of these times where I am at a loss. I've put together a playlist that is 56 minutes long, and here I am somehow with only two songs left to play in 8 minutes, and I do not have 8 minutes of songs. I think that just means I have not spoken enough during this show, and I can vouch for that because I have not done my proper IDs as frequently and as often as I should. But I know you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, and that in particular you're listening to this music hour at this time on a Monday, the 1st of October. I know you know where you are and which dates you're living in, and maybe even exactly what hour you're in to the minute. And if not, you could just ask and I will tell you. But in the meantime, I will tell you about donations to Radio Free Brooklyn. This can be done in your own words. That's the little address at the top of this. But I'm going to read it verbatim. Just not that creative at the moment. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. To help support our mission, we invite you to make a one-time donation or monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. I'll wait while you get a pin. Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air, so please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. All contributions are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Again, and now you could use that pin, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. So there you have it. So as we whittle down to the end here, and I have to kill a moment or two, I'm going to give you the one you've been waiting for. I know it.
let the dogs out?
Hooter, hooter.
Donkey,
to the dog.
Don't be a jerk,
to the dog.
What should you work for?
Do that, do that, do that.